Genesis chapter 9, verse 3.
第九章第三节，凡活着的动物都可以做你们的食物，这一切我都赐给你们，如同菜蔬一样。第四节。
Four.
唯独做带着水，那就是他的生命，你们不可吃。啊，留他们水，害他们的命的，无论是受死人，何必讨他的罪？就是像个人弟兄也是如此。这个挪亚以前就是说，在亚当的时候，神是赏赐这个蔬菜啦、五谷给他做食物，水果啊那些，没有赐给他动物做食物。
Before the times of Noah, that is during the times of Adam, God has given humans vegetables and grains and fruits for food, and this does not include the animals.
那洪水毁灭世界以后，剩下挪亚一家七个人的哈，啊，一二三四五六八个人啊，八个人，八个人。那神告诉挪亚，要就动物要给他们做食物的。
After the flood, God promised to Noah that He will give Noah and his family animals as food.
但是不可以吃他的水。
However, God says that they are not to eat its blood.
他说这个水是他的性命。
And says that the blood is its life.
这一点说起来很容易明白的了。一个人哈，这个水流进了，他的当就死了。
We can understand this simply by saying that if a person has shed all his blood, then he is dead.
所以对做体来说，所以很简单的事情。一个人，你把他刺伤，让他流血流进了，就没有生命。所以说，水是他的生命，因此你不要吃他的水，吃他的水等于吃他的生命。
Because when a person has shed all his blood and he dies, and therefore we say that we shouldn't eat blood because blood is life.
不会流人的水，流人的水就等于杀他的生命啊，因为他水流光了就死掉。
We cannot shed another person's blood because he will die.
那在使徒时代，耶路撒冷开第一次会议哦，他决定使徒决定几件事情，那里边有一件就是说不可吃水，按乐死的性质，不可吃乐死的性质，原因呢是，因为里边有水，有水。有时候你应该要把那这个水流出去吧，放出去，放出去吃着吧，那个水。那有的人说那个水很补的，所以不把水放出去，给它热死。现在也有，现在，那等于为什么要吃那些水？因此说热死的性质不可以吃。
During the apostolic days, the apostles also decided that believers should not eat blood, nor should they eat strangled animals, because for strangled animals, the blood has not been let out. Let's
do
Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章，这个是道理传给外邦人的时候，那外邦人是不是需要向犹太人接受割礼？主要是为了要讨论这一点开会议的。那圣灵带领啊，后来就决议说，外邦人的信徒不需要叫他们受割礼，因为割礼就是洗礼的一个仪表，割礼和多就完全没有关系。但是有几件事情不可换的，看了十五章二十八节。
Chapter 15, verse 28.
因为圣灵和我们定义不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的。二十九节就是禁戒祭偶像的物和水，并乐死的牲畜和奸淫，这几件你们就能自己禁戒不犯就好了，愿你们平安。
Verse 29。
这个条文呢，这个一节主要是要为了外邦人的信徒。外邦人的信徒。
These restrictions are for the sake of the non-Jewish believers.
外邦人的信徒他们拜偶像拜惯了， 那么现在不过没有拜偶像，但是神的意思是说，这个是圣灵和他们决定的，圣灵的带领神的意思，连这个祭偶像的东西都不可以吃。
And non-Jewish believers in the past were used to worshipping idols. Therefore, the Holy Spirit and the disciples, apostles, had decided that it is best for them to abstain from the food sacrificed to idols.
说起来，祭偶像的东西啊，算不得什么了。但是保罗这样解释，看那个哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
十九节
，verse 19。
第四章十九节，我是怎么说的呢？起说，祭偶像之物算得什么呢？或说偶像算得什么呢？二十节
，20。
我乃是说，外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼了，不是祭神。我不愿意你们与鬼相交。你们不能喝主的杯，也喝鬼的杯，不能吃主的。筵席有吃鬼的筵席。
21。
那个东西不新了，说起来没有毒的，算不得什么。但是这个有连接的事情，既有像那个时候祭鬼，那是汉鬼这个相交，所以祭鬼啊是鬼的好朋友啊，鬼的灵会跑进去啊。那你吃既有像东西只是给鬼吃，请客了。所以祭偶像的那个东西啊，那个是鬼的筵席啊，那主的筵席只做圣餐，啊，鬼的筵席是只做吃拜偶像的东西，那吃拜偶像的东西鬼会进去。问题是在这个地方，我们台湾哦，有个姊妹，那个一个太太啊，犯鬼很厉害，好。
By taking part in, by eating the food offered to demons, you are partaking in the feast of the demons, and therefore a demon shall possess you.
一个年轻的妇人呢，就是很难听，就是很凶的，也不穿衣服，还用那个肮脏的东西呀，打她的婆婆，啊，厕所肮脏的东西打她的婆婆。那什么医生也问不好，什么宗教问不好。后来他隔壁一个老弟兄，就叫他的公公啊，他的丈夫来信主耶稣。
There was a young woman in Taiwan, and she was possessed by the demons, and she would often bully her husband and her mother-in-law. Later on, we have an elder brother who said to her father-in-law and her husband that they should come and believe in Jesus, Lord Jesus.
那第一次带到这个。嘉义真的是教会来。
First time they took her to the church in 嘉义。
那聚会的时候啊，没有留意啊，就让他跑出去了，跑出去对面呐、啊，那个嘉义教会的对面一个卖糖果的这个店呐、啊，跑进去把人家的这个玻璃管子的什么弄破了很多了、啊。
And during the service, because the husband did not look after her, she ran across the street into a candy shop and broke many glasses.
就是第一次到教会去。
This is her first visit to the church.
但是她的丈夫和公公有信心了，继续的，每天都带她到教会来。
Her husband and her father-in-law had a faith in the Lord, and therefore they continued to bring her to church.
感谢主呢，完全好，全家都信。
A week later, she was well, and the whole family baptized into the Lord.
那以后就怀孕生孩子。
And later on, she became pregnant.
过了差不多三年，这个怎么又发狂
？Three years later, the sister became crazy again.
那我们教会有一些经验呢、啊。这个发狂的人好了以后，又在魔鬼再进来，一定有原因。
And our church, having experience in such an area, feel that there must be a reason why she lost her sanity again.
所以传道就问她的丈夫啊和公公啊，说有没有吃拜偶像的东西。
The pastor asked her husband, her father-in-law, whether she had been eating food offered to idols.
他们说没有啊，没有啊，我们在家里都没有给她吃那个那样的东西啊。
And they say, no, we don't have such food in our house.
传道是说一定有。 有这个做错了，不然哪里鬼会再进来？
Pastor insists that she must have done something wrong, otherwise she would not be possessed again.
这个怎么叫阿产呢？那么后来也只能说你们去查一查，后来就是查出来，他回娘家，他娘家没有信主耶稣，那么他们娘家那边现在就拜拜了，就拜偶像，就是在娘家吃过那个拜偶像的东西，那鬼进去再放了。
It was later on that was found out that this sister, when she went home to her mother's house, she has eaten food offered to idols.
所以说这个吃拜偶像都是与鬼相交，鬼与鬼相交，鬼的灵会跑进去。Therefore,
when you eat food offered to idols, you are being partners with the demons, and therefore a demon shall possess you.
所以说不但不可拜偶像，拜偶像的东西都不可以吃，原因就在这里。Hence,
we say that we shouldn't pray to idols, and we also say we shouldn't eat food offered to idols.
那不可以吃水，不可以吃。
And we shouldn't eat blood and strangled animals because in strangled animals the blood is not let out.
那水是他的性命，所以我们不可以吃水。
Blood is the animal's life, and therefore we shouldn't eat blood.
另外第二个问题是说，圣经说这个不可以改的，一点一划都不可以改。
And the next point is the Bible says that we cannot change a word.
我们请看马太福音第五章。
In the Bible, let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
17节念到18节。
Verse 17 to 18. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Verse 17. Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. 18. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished.
主耶稣来到世界的时候，当时的法利赛人因为主耶稣迫害摩西的这个教训。When
the Lord Jesus came into the world, the Pharisees see that Jesus had seen Jesus gone against the teachings of Moses.
不遵守摩西的这个教训，这个在以色列人来说啊，这个罪很重。Not
obeying the teachings of Moses is a serious offense in the sight of the Jews.
所以主耶稣告诉他们，你们不要想我要来废去律法和先知，我不是要废掉。Therefore,
Jesus says that he did not come to abolish the law and the prophets.
我要来成全。That
he came to fulfill them.
那再来说，天地要废去，律法的一点一划都不能废去。Next,
he says that till heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law.
都要成全。And
all will be accomplished.
那么这个弟兄姊妹，他意思是说。 既然神的话一个字啊，一点一划都不可以回去，但是现在他说这个英文版的圣经啊，这个英文版的圣经比较标准的应该是那King James，那个是比较标准，所以标准是比较靠近这个原文的翻译的。In
the English version of the Bible, the King James version is one that is closest to the original text.
那最近呢，不但英文啊，日文也是一样，中国文也是一样，所以为了要给读者容易读了，所以他们就重新翻译啊，翻译念起来是比较容易读到，但是有的翻译的时候把那些本来的这个正确的意思啊，就 翻的偏差，那就得改呀，把圣经的意思改掉。Later
generations find that they decided to change the versions to a simpler version for easier reading. Therefore, they have, as a result, they have changed some words, and therefore changed the whole meaning.
所以新翻译的这个英文圣经虽然是比较容易了解，因为它用处比较浅的，但是还是那个King James的翻译本。
Even though the new English versions are easier to read, but if you want to find a Bible that corresponds closest to the original text, King James Version is the best.
那这个翻译的人要看他的信仰了。他的信仰，比方他是三位一体论。 他是三位一体论的人，他翻译啊，会翻译符合于他们三位一体论的主张啊。
Translation of Bible depends on the translator. If the translator believes in the concept of Trinity, then he will probably translate the Bible somewhere close to that concept.
我们拿一个例子来说了，好像《使徒行传》，《使徒行传》第二十章。
Let's take an example, Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章第二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
零点零点。
Verse 28, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God which he obtained with the blood of his own son.
好，这节中文是翻译说牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的水买来的。这个他是指着神啊，牧养神的教会是神用自己的水买来的，就翻译正确。
In the Chinese version of the Greek version, it says that God, for the care of the church, had obtained with the blood of his own, or his own.
所以耶稣意思就是神为了要救我们人，成为人的。所以耶稣流水就是神流水。
Because God came for the salvation of humans, when Jesus bled, he bled.
但是三位一体论的这个圣经学者他翻译啊，这个他翻译做基督不是神。
For a translator who believes in the concept of Trinity, he will translate this as the blood of his son, not God.
因此你们就是都明白好像一种以上的语文哈，你们圣经好像你中文也懂啦，英文也懂啦，啊，那你都买一些你懂的语文来对照一下，啊，比较妥当。
If you understand more than one language, it would be better if you can compare the translations of different languages.
好像他在这里提出主耶稣说啊，人家右手打你啊，啊右手，那啊这个啊，他们新翻译的有的就没有写右手左手的，没有，就是手，啊这个意思是一种改变，啊所以新翻译本好多时候。我们要特别留意的，尤其假如你们念英文的，啊，还是买那个King James做基本去对照一下，啊，那个比较标准的。
And take for example, Jesus said, "Someone struck him with his right hand." And some of the New English versions they have omitted the word "right" and just mentioned "hand." This is changing the Bible.And therefore, if you read English Bible, it's best that you have a copy of the King James Version.
我们请看使徒这个启示录最后的一章二十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章的十八节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 18.
汉书九节，请念。
And verse 19, verse 18.I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. 19. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city which are described in this book.
这些话应该是读作启示录了。他说，若有人在这预言上加添什么，这预言上是指说启示录。
I believe these two verses refer to the book of Revelation.
神必将在这书上所写的灾祸加给他身上。那么这书上的预言若有人删掉，神也必要将这书上所写的生命树的和圣经把它删掉他的魂。这个预言，这个书是指说启示录。但是这个扩大来说，启示录是六卷六卷里面的一卷的，那对这个神的话都不可以删掉，也不可以增加，增加不可以，减少也不可以。那其他六卷六卷一样，就一直等于说这个圣经啊，圣经是神的话啊，我们不可以加添，就是圣经没有的你不会讲，不会传；圣经有的你不可以减少，是这样的意思。就是有犯这个 错误的话，神要刑罚他，所以很严重。
Because verse 18 says the words of the prophecy refers to revelation, and revelation is a text in this Bible, therefore it also applies to the Bible as a whole, that you should not add or take away any words from the Bible.
神的话是绝对的，所以主耶稣说我不需要毁掉旧约的摩西的教训，我不是。
God's words is absolute. I am not trying to abolish the Mosaic teachings.
他要来成全。
Rather, God come to fulfill it.
我们举一个例子。
Let's take an example.
旧约时代犯罪的人哦，要牵牛和羊，或者羊啊，来到这个圣殿，那在祭司面前认罪哦，把手按在这个牛或者羊的头上，在祭司面前认罪，我犯了什么罪了？那接着羊替我赎，替我流血，神求神来赦免我的罪。那他要把那个羊杀掉，就叫替死了，啊！但是那个羊的血真的能够替人的罪，能够赎人的罪吗？替人死吗？没有那个力量。
In the Old Testament, if someone had committed an offense, he must bring a goat to the Holy Temple, place his hand on the goat and confess his sins, and then the goat will die for the man's sins, and therefore it's called a scapegoat.
我们请看希伯来书第十章。
That's in the Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1.
十章第一节说，律法既然是将来免受的应允，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年长线一样的机油叫那近前来的人对完全。第二节
verse 2，
若不然献祭的事岂不早已经主织了吗？因为礼拜的人良心既然得洁净，就不再感觉有罪。第三节，但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来。第四节
4，
因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪，所以基督到世界来的时候，我就说，神啊，祭物礼物是你不愿意的，你请给我预备了身体。旧约时代那个牛羊啊，替死，这个是一个婴儿，一个预表。
In the Old Testament, we see the bulls and goats die for the sin of a person. These are only a shadow of what is to come.
好像太阳出来后，我们向着西方走，那我们人还没到，我们的婴儿先到。
For example, when the sun comes up and we walk towards the east, we haven't reached our point, but our shadow has already reached that point.
但是那个婴儿不是我，可是既然我的婴儿到啊，你知道，哎，有一个人来，看到那个婴儿，就会这样判断。
But the shadow is not me. Therefore, when you see a shadow coming, you know a person is coming.
基督说的牛羊替死，就是一个预表，一个婴儿。预表什么？预表一位没有罪的救主要来替我们死。
The sacrifice of bulls and goats are just a shadow of the Lord Jesus, a sinless Lord Jesus coming to redeem us.
所以耶稣来到世界啊，我们好像我们今天我们不献祭咯。耶稣把那个献祭废掉了，但是那个废掉啊，是成全，牺牲生命来成全，不是活着那个，是来成全完全。
Therefore, Jesus comes. He did not abolish the sacrifice of bulls and goats. Rather, he came to fulfill it.
所以主耶稣啊，对这个旧约的神的教训，不是废掉，是来成全。他就说，神的教训呢、啊，这边一点一话都不可以删掉的，是这样的。
Therefore, Jesus says that he did not come to abolish the laws of Moses, rather he came to fulfill it. Therefore, not an iota, not a dot of the commandment can be passed.
好，这里另外一个问题哈。
The next question.
林弟兄，你是根据哪一节圣经？林弟兄。你说的，好，我们请看路加，你所说的是不是这个路加第九章这一节
？Let's turn to Luke chapter
9. 路加福音第九章49节了。
Chapter 9, verse 49.
翻五十节是不是这两节的意思？这里是约翰呐、啊，对主耶稣说了：“我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼啊，我们就禁止他，因为他不与我们一同跟从你。”那五十节主耶稣说：“不要禁止他，因为不抵挡你们的，就是帮助你们的，是不是这一节？应该是这一节了，啊。”因为这个基督是最这个地方有，他林弟兄他问的是这个问题，他意思说这个约翰使徒约翰，他看到有人呐、奉主耶稣那边赶鬼，但是他不来和使徒一样跟从耶稣。所以他不赞成啊，我们就禁止他，约翰他们就禁止那些人了，因为那些人呢、不跟使徒来跟从耶稣。
Here it says the Apostle John, he says that he saw someone casting out demons in the name of Lord Jesus, therefore he forbid him. But Jesus says that do not forbid him.
但是耶稣说不要禁止他，因为不抵挡你们的，不反对你们的，就是帮助你们的。他既然奉耶稣的名啊，赶鬼，虽然现在没有和使徒一样来跟从耶稣，但是他们是尊敬耶稣的，不是抵挡耶稣的，所以说不是反对你们的，他对你们的工作是有帮助的，主要是意思是这样子。
The reason why John forbid him because this person does not follow Jesus. But Jesus says that since this person is casting out demons in his name, therefore he respected Jesus, therefore they are help to the apostles.
这些人既然尊耶稣为大，晓得靠耶稣啊，虽然现在没有来跟从耶稣，可能以后会来跟从。那么这个事情和我们对照我们今天来说的啊。
These people, even though they do not believe, they do not follow Jesus, yet they respected him since they cast out demons in his name.
我们本会的信徒应该啊，每天爱遇着这个外邦人祷告了。保罗会说，这些人都神造的，神养的，神养我们人类啊。但是好多拜偶像的，他不感谢真神呢，他就感谢偶像。这得罪神，所以我们要为他们祷告，求神饶恕，也替他们致谢，感谢神呢、替他们感谢神，因为他们不晓得感谢神。再来，我们要为着外教会的朋友，外教会天主教到基督教实在很多人，他们知道耶稣救主，他们知道，说起来他们也很爱主，的确是这样。但是他们还不明白所以得救的基本道理，他们不晓得求生，他们也不晓得接受这个赦罪的敬罪的洗礼。
Today for us, as Paul has said, we should pray for non-believers because they have received the same blessing with us from God, although they have not come to know Him. At the same time, we should also intercede for believers of other denominations because they have not found the truth.
所以我们应该为着这个一般的基督徒一般的信耶稣的人祷告，求神的灵直接感动他们的心，给他们明白这个得救的福音呢、晓得来接受赦罪的洗礼，晓得来祈求圣灵来遵守神的诫命。
And hence we should pray for believers of other denominations, we should pray for God's Spirit to touch them so that they can understand the gospel of salvation.
所以今天这个外教会的人他们不跟从我们，但是他们信耶稣他们也靠耶稣他们不反对你，他们不反对我们，我们不需要抵抗他，禁止他，因为他们没有抵抗我们嘛。就是他抵抗我们我们是基督的教会基督的身体，这个就是问题了。
Therefore today, we should not resist or reject believers of other denominations because they did not reject us.
所以我们应该要多做祷告，为了这外邦人和外教会的人。
For the sake of non-believers and believers of the denominations, we should pray more often.
祷告就是工作，求神的灵啊，在他们心里做工啊，能够明白，能够悔改，好像这个保罗一样，啊，最反对耶稣的保罗后来就最爱耶稣。
Prayer is work. We pray to God so the Holy Spirit can work in them. And just like Paul, he later on converted to Christianity because of God.
所以我真的，我们对外教会的朋友哦。我们不要对立了。以前这个我们传道理的时候，一见到外教会的人了，啊，你这个假教会啊，假牧师啦，什么一大堆，所以外教会很反感我们。我们本来不应该那样讲的。
And therefore, when we go out to preach, we should not quickly accuse other churches of being false teachers and false prophets.
他们不知道吧？所以。我们应该用爱心把你所明白的这个多救的道理告诉他，这是我们的本分。那说起来信不信呢、哦？我们不需要这样。我认为这个道理信不信呢、啊，不是辩论，你辩论他就会信。他有福气呀、啊，他会来信；没有福气呀、啊，所以只是说他的仰天他的声音吧。我们应该对这个传道的方式要改变，不要一直批评的。批评啊，反倒反感，反倒阻挡他的信心。所以保罗说：“用温柔来带众人，不需要变。”
Therefore, when we meet with believers of other denominations, we should only, it is our duty to tell them the truth, the gospel of salvation. Whether they believe it or not, it is not our responsibility.
这个不需要变，不是说对道理不需要这个讲清楚，不是这样的意思。是不需要这个，好像甚至发脾气啊，和人家一直争啊，不需要争。你把道理清清楚楚、正面的告诉他就好了。
There is no need to debate or to argue the teachings with the other denominations.
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
第二章二十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 24.
二十四节说，长老主的仆人不可以精进，只要温温和和地带众人，善于教导和存心忍耐。二十五节，用温柔劝解那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白正道，叫他们这已经被魔鬼热力掳去的，可以醒悟而脱离他的网络。这个人哦，不信的世界都是魔鬼在他心中。
If a person will not believe in the Lord, it's because inside them there is a demon.
那你对这些被魔鬼掳去控制的人呢、啊？好像有的人赶鬼哦，有的人赶鬼用打的啦，用打的叫鬼赶得出去哦，啊，那好容易、啊。那如果换鬼的，你就要这样打好啊，打过半死那就，啊，这个赶鬼不是用打的。
Some people, when they do exorcism, they would beat the person. But to cast out a demon, you cannot just hit a person.
他心里面那个鬼出去就好了。
And when the devil in them escaped, then the person will be well.
那这些不明白道理的人哦，你传论给他，他会还很精。那他你精用随机还你精，你用随机还他精啊，结果反倒没有办法，会输的。
For those who don't believe in the gospel, they will argue with you, and if you argue back, it is useless.
我们要谦卑地告诉他，温温和和地告诉他。
Rather, we should be kind and tell them in a harmonious tone.
替他祷告。
We should pray for them.
那神给他明白了，给他悔改的心，他就会来相信，他就会脱离魔鬼的网络。
We should pray to God so that God will make him understand His gospel, then he will escape from the snare of the devil.
所以我们一鼓作气啊，传福音就是对的。但是我判断我们对外教会、外邦人都是一样的了。我们要温和地讲，正面地介绍，一边祷告。他神的羊，他听一次啊，他就信了。
Though it is our duty to preach the gospel, but we should preach it with gentleness. If the person is the Lord's lamp, then he will listen.
我讲的话反倒造成好多的敌人啊，外邦也是你的敌人，外教会都是你，真的是要敌人。
If you were to argue with other persons, then you will have many enemies among the non-believers and believers of other denominations. And so, if others are not against us, we shouldn't be against them.
好，我们今天再来学习唱赞美诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
207首。
Hymn number 207.
这首是说主耶稣再临的时候，那我们要排在哪一边呢？
This hymn tells us that when Jesus comes the second time, which side should we be?
我们应该准备好和个人来说，我们要准备好教会团体说，我们要准备好，好像新耶路撒冷。耶稣的心腹要准备好，那耶稣来的时候，我们能够安然的建筑，做主的接纳。
This hymn tells us that when Jesus comes, we should be prepared so that we can meet him with a calm heart.